This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Lately, a lot of big mergers have been announced. Just last week, Procter & Gamble said it was acquiring Gillette, and SBC Communications said it would buy AT&T to create the nation's biggest telecommunications company. Analysts say the improving economy has made many companies more confident about pursuing mergers. But if the past is any guide, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that many of today's big deals will turn into disappointments tomorrow.
The tech boom is long over. The job market remains unremarkable. But in one way, at least, 2005 seems very much like a replay of the late 1990s. The newspapers are once again filled with stories about big mergers. In retail and telecommunications and consumer goods, the pace of merger activity seems to have quickened dramatically. Howard Davidowitz heads a retail consulting and investment banking firm.
Right now, it's on fire. You're talking about the investment banking firms making $3, $4 billion in profit just from deal making this year. $3, $4 billion. It's about double what it was a couple of years ago.
Analysts who study mergers say the number of deals hasn't grown that much over the past 2 or 3 years, but the deals that are being announced tend to involve a lot more money. Sprint is merging with Nextel, Kmart is merging with Sears, and after months of negotiations, PeopleSoft has joined forces with Oracle.
People are getting more comfortable doing what we would define as transformational transactions. Larger deals.
Scott Adelson heads the mergers and acquisitions department at the investment bank Houlihan Lokey Howard & Zukin. What's happening, he says, is that banks and other lenders have become a lot more willing to provide capital for big mergers, and many big companies are more confident about pursuing them.
The prevailing wisdom today is that the outlook is good. The economy is good. It's getting better. And therefore, they are more willing to continue to expand the business.
Adelson says another factor is the stock market. It's no longer breaking records like it did, but prices are good enough that many companies have been able to use their shares to make acquisitions. And big deals tend to beget other big deals, says Ken Froes, professor of finance at New York University's Stern School of Business.
If two firms that were number 4 and 5 in their industry get together, all of a sudden, they've shaken up the pecking order in that industry, and maybe firms 7 and 8 start thinking about doing something, or 2 and 3 think they have to start doing something.
For instance, Procter & Gamble's proposed merger with Gillette would give the company bragging rights as the world's biggest consumer products company. That makes life tougher for competitors such as Colgate-Palmolive, which is now feeling new pressure to find a merger partner of its own. Retail consultant Howard Davidowitz says many companies in mature industries such as steel and airlines have trouble growing as fast as Wall Street wants and see big mergers as a way to bump up their share price. But Davidowitz says the increase is all too often temporary. In the long run, he says, many mergers fail because they're not implemented right.
It is very hard to put together different cultures, and that's always, always underestimated. When the deal gets done, here's what you say. We're going to cut $6 billion in costs. That's the first thing. And that gets done. But then you're left to manage the business. Now, sometimes you have a crippled business because you fired a tremendous number of people. The business was not so good to start with. And now somebody has got to manage this mess.
When Time Warner and America Online merged, the new company was thought to be in the vanguard of a media revolution. But the company was beset with management problems, and within 2 years, the combined company had posted the largest loss in U.S. corporate history. For all the excitement generated by the new round of mergers, in the long run, there's no guarantee they'll be good for the company's shareholders or their customers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.